Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. One dead is a result of a police shooting in Eureka on a street in the city last night. Eureka Police and the County Multi-Agency Investigation Team have opened an investigation into an officer-involved shooting. The incident occurred on Tuesday night at around 11 o'clock. According to a statement from the Eureka police officers, they were in the area around the 1600 block of Allard Avenue in Eureka in search of two suspects wanted on felony warrants. And while in the area, officers saw two men arguing, and it appeared that the argument was escalating and that one of the subjects was armed with a handgun, and officers confronted him. The officers then gave commands to the man with the gun, which is now visible, but the statement says he grabbed for the weapon and was shot. The man was taken to St. Joseph Hospital for treatment, but was later pronounced dead. The officer who shot the suspect is a 13-year veteran and has not been identified. The shooting victim's identity will be released pending notification of next of kin. Hoopa tribal officials are concerned that another outbreak of a deadly fish parasite could do severe harm to salmon stocks in the Klamath and Trinity Rivers. Citing low river flows and the fact that water is being diverted to out-of-the-area users, a pathologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has found the parasite in Chinook salmon. The infestation was responsible for the massive die-off of fish in 2002 when low river flows led to higher water temperatures and the spread of diseases and parasites among salmon. Hoopa tribal officials have asked that the Bureau of Reclamation immediately double the flow of water into the rivers because it will still take several days for that water to reach the lower Klamath. Congressman Jared Huffman, who worked with the tribes to get more water released, said that he's pleased with the latest water release, but that mismanagement of the Trinity Reservoir has left little cold water after years of diversion to Central Valley farmers. The Fortuna City Council, operating under its newly adopted water shortage contingency plan, has declared a Stage 2 water emergency that limits the use of water by city residents. Restrictions on vehicle washing, water for fountains, and other decorative features unless recirculated, the washing down of sidewalks and driveways, and unattended watering of lawns, among other things, are in effect. Fines of up to $500 for violating the water restrictions can be imposed, and residents who have questions are encouraged to contact Fortuna's Public Works Department. The Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant on a property on Salmon Creek Road on Monday and discovered a major marijuana growing operation. Deputies located five greenhouses used for growing marijuana and confiscated more than 3,500 plants. Deputies contacted 61-year-old Joseph Collier, who was living at the site, in a travel trailer, and a search of the trailer turned up $37,000 in cash and 283 pounds of processed bud. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro that will substantially increase the penalties for anyone convicted of vandalizing communication and electrical service lines. The bill comes in response to a series of vandalism incidents throughout the county that saw fiber optic cables cut at various locations. The vandalism interrupted internet service and affected local emergency responders, businesses, and residents. The cost of the vandalism was in excess of $100,000 for Suddenlink alone, and fines have been increased from $500 to $10,000 for those who are convicted. And residents of Hoopa can expect intermittent power outages throughout the day as Pacific Gas and Electric work crews replace power poles and other electrical equipment in the area. PG&E sent out letters notifying residents about service interruptions and say they can be expected in communities throughout the region, including Willow Creek, Orleans, Witchpeck, and Solms Bar. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.